B'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is daf ches in Maseches Erevin. It's the 226th daf in Shas. What our daf is going to continue discussing is the halachos of a mavui that empties into a Rishus HaRabim. But before it empties into Rishus HaRabim, it empties into a chatzer or a rechava. And the Gemara is going to discuss the halachos of carrying in that type of mavui. That's going to take us through to daf ches amud beis. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a case of a mavui that is very, very broad, in that the mavui empties into many different chatzeros, that the Gemara calls the mavui that's a centipede, a mavui that's a nadel. And then the Gemara is going to conclude today's daf discussing the halachos of carrying under a korah and carrying in between a lechi. Now, the beginning of today's daf is not easy, and to understand it, we're going to need to go back to the top of Zayin Amud Beis. Before we do that, I also want to emphasize that there are going to be many diagrams, so it'll be very helpful if you have some type of diagrams that are with you. The diagrams that I use are the diagrams of the Hod Vahadar, the Masifta Gemaras, and they're labeled. So every diagram that I make reference to, I'll tell you which number it is, so you'll be able, b'siyata d'shmaya, to follow. On the top of Zayin Amud Beis, on yesterday's daf, we had learned two lines from the top, the Shita of Rav. The Shita of Rav was, Mavui shenifratz b'mulo l'chotzer, what we had mentioned in our introduction. If you have a mavui that empties into a chotzer, v'nifratz ha'chotzer k'neg, Finifritza Chatzer, and then the Chatzer is open to Rishus HaRabim, so the halacha is Chatzer Muteres Umavui Aser. The opinion of Rav is that it's Aser to carry in that Mavui. Even though the Mavui isn't open directly to Rishus HaRabim, it's open to a Chatzer. We learned, of course, that a Mavui that's open to Rishus HaRabim is Aser to carry in, but comes along Rav, and Rav says that even if you have a Chatzer in between, that would also be Aser to carry inside of that mavui. Similarly, the Gemara had a havamina yesterday to equate this to a mavui that's open up to a rechava. A rechava is not a chatzer, because a chatzer has houses that are opened into it, but a rechava means an open area. An area that was not a chatzer, but an open area that's surrounded by walls. And the Gemara then talks about a mavui that is open to a rechava as also being aser. These diagrams that we just described can be seen in Samach Aleph, in the Hod Vahadar Gemaras. So there the Gemara said that according to Rav, it's going to be aser in both instances. And the Gemara says it's going to be aser in whether you made an Erev or not. Yesterday's daf concluded with Rav Sheshes saying that it could be, it makes a difference of whether you made an Erev between the Mavui and the Chatzer, or whether you didn't. That was yesterday's daf. On today's daf, on the top of Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara is dealing with the Hava Amina that you didn't, it doesn't make a difference whether you make an Erev or not, that according to Rav, it's going to be Aser once the Mavui carries into a Chatzer. So the Gemara says, on the top of Ches Amud Aleph, Ulamai desalik adaitan me'ikara, bein she'irvu ubein shelo irvu pligi, that Rav is machmir on the top of Zayin Amud Beis, and Shmuel is mekel. B'mai pligi, what is the machlokes revolving around? B'shelo irvu. Pligi b'irvu. So we said bein shiru bein shelo irvu pligi b'iruvo b'mai pligi. What are they arguing about when you made an erev? B'shelo irvu b'mai pligi. And what are they arguing about when you didn't make an erev? So Gemara is going to spell out every single dimension of what the machlokis could be between Rav and Shmuel. And what we're going to focus on is Shitas Rav that says that it's Aser whether you made an Erev or not. Bishalo Erevu, says the Gemara, Pligi. If they didn't make an Erev, they're arguing about the following tzir. Binira mi bachutz v'shava bifnim. In a case of where it seems one way from the inside and it seems another way from the outside. Now, the case of Nira Bechutz V'Shavifnim, Rashi explains, is a Gemara and Daf Tes Amid Beis, and that is, what happens if you have a lechi on the outside of the wall, but you can't see it from the inside? For example, you have this in the pictures on Samach Dalid, picture Samach Dalid, where you have a case of where you have the Mavui, and the Mavui is straight going into the Chatzer, for those who are watching me. So here you see my hands as the Mavui, and if you're looking over here, you don't see the Lechi, but the Lechi is over here, is on the outside. That's called Nira Mibachutz V'Shava Bifnim. So, just like there is a machlokis on Daf Tes Amid Beis, also over here, we're going to have a similar machlokis. What would be the machlokis of Nira Bechutz Vishava Mibifnim? So, the machlokis over here would be the following. The machlokis would be the case in which you don't see the entire Rechava. You don't see the entire Chatzer. Why? Because when you're looking straight, it looks like it's going straight into the Rishus HaRabim. It looks like it's going straight into the Rishus HaRabim. So in such a case, then, if you don't see it, and if you're standing inside, it looks like it's going straight in, because the sides of the Rechava are not Nira Bifnim, it's only Nira Bechutz. So then in such a case, Rav would say that the halach is that you have to be machmir. So that's what the Gemara says, and would be the machlokis bishelo irvu, where was no erev pligi binir b'chutz v'shavfnim. Rav is going to say it's a problem, and Shmuel is going to say that it's not a problem. Continues the Gemara four lines on the top, bi irvu, and if they made an erev, even then Rav can be machmir. Kamiflagi Bidur Rav Yosef, they'll be arguing in the case of Rav Yosef. The Amr Rav Yosef, Loi Shanu Ela Shekala LeEmtza Rechava. The only time the halachi is that you would say that according to Rav, that you'd be allowed to carry if there's an Erev being done between the Mavui and the Rechava, is if it ends in the middle of the Rechava. If it ends in the middle of the Rechava, so then it's going to be okay. However, if it's Avokala Letzida Rechava, but if it ends by the side of the Rechava, then that is going to be Aser. So, if you take a look in the Hod V'Hadar, so there you have those diagrams in Samach Hei and Samach Vav. In a case of where it's kalal ritzide rechava, that the rechava comes up flush against the mavui, so then when it comes up flush against the mavui, there it appears as if you are dealing with one straight mavui. So even if you make an erev, that's not going to be enough, because it looks like the rechava is part of the Mavui. So that is the Gemara's suggestion, that according to Rav, there would be room, both in a case of Irvu and Shelo Irvu, as well as in a case of where the Mavui is going into the Chatzer, and the case in which the Mavui is going in to the Rechava. Amar Rabba, the Gemara continues, eight lines from the top, Had amrit leemsa rechava mutter. This that we said, that if it goes into the middle of the rechava. So once it's going into the middle of the rechava, then it's clear that the walls of the rechava are not continuing, and you're going into another rishus, and then you're not going directly into the rishus arabim. And that again was diagram samachay. When do we say that you would have the heter lo amaran elazeh shelo kineged zeh? That's only in a case of zeh shelo kineged zeh, where the opening doesn't open into a rechava, which then goes straight into a rishus harabim. If you take a look at diagram samach zayin, over there you have a case in which you have the rechava, and the rechava goes into a mavui in one direction, and up is straight into that, and then if you walk straight, you go into Rosh Hasharabim. There, it looks like the mavui is emptying straight into Rosh Hasharabim. If it looks like the mavui is emptying into straight into Rosh Hasharabim, the halacha is that it's going to be problematic. The only time it's going to be mutter is Elazeh Shelo Kenegedzeh, that the wall of the Rechava blocks a straight line from the Mavui, and in order to go out to the Rosh Hasharabim, you have to turn to go out into Rosh Hasharabim, as you could see in diagram Samach Zayin. Amar Rav Misharshia, so Misharshia says, Hadam is Zeh Shelo Kenegedzeh Mutter, this that we said that it's Mutter. When it's Zeshelo Kenegedzeh, it's Mutter, Lo Amaron, Ela Rechava de Rabim. It's only when we're talking about a Rechava that belongs to the Rabim. In other words, that the Rechava is going to be considered a separate Rishus and is not going to require the dlossos that are required by a Mavu, are not going to require a Lechi or a Korah. That's only if it's a Rechava de Rabin. Aval Rechava de Yachid, but the moment in which you have a Rechava that belongs to a Yachid, ironically, we're going to be more Machmir. And the reason is because we're afraid that the fellow is going to close off that wide area of the Rechava, which was creating the Heter for us. The Heter was created by the fact that the Rechava did not look like part of the Mavui, because the Rechava was wider then the Mavui, as you could see in diagram Samach Zayin. So once it looks like it's wider than the Mavui, then it's clearly a separate Rishus before you're going into Rishus Arabim. But if you have a Rechava de Yachid, so then what happens is we're afraid he's going to fill up those spaces. Those spaces that he has in the Rechava are going to be filled up by the Yachid. Here, the Hod V'Hadar does not do a very good job in drawing that out, but the Art Scroll Gemara does. If you take a look on Art Scroll Ches Amid Aleph, page number 2, you see in Siur Aleph that it's empty, and then it's filled up, the Rechava is filled up in Siur Gimel. So over there, you have it filled up, and since it's going to be filled up, then it will fall back to the rule of a mavui that empties to a straight wall of a rechava, that we had learned that one needs to be machmir. That was called kala letzide rechava. So then in such a case, then one is going to have to be machmir because it looks like one straight mavui. So aval rechava diachid zimna de mimlechala ubani le batim. We're afraid he's going to change his mind and build houses. It'll be like a mavui that ends by the tzid rechava, it's going to be asur. Now the Gemara asks, in general, if you have a rishus that is one way, do you have to be choshesh that it's going to change? So we just saw that when it comes to rechava de yachid, you have to be choshesh that it's going to be changed. Says the Gemara in the first wide line, uminat timra, and how do you know? Dishanilan bein rechava de ram lechava de yachid, that there's a difference between rechava de ram lechava yachid because the fellow's going to change it. Damar Rav and Barada Amar Rav Yitzchak Maisa b'mavui echad. There was a case of a mavui shetzido echad kilo liyam, that one end of the mavui ended into the sea, vitzido echad kolo laashba, and one ended in the ashba. Now, if you have a mavui that ends in the yam, that ends in the ashba, there isn't going to be a requirement of a lechi or a korah. Why? Because it's not going into a rishus arabim. So l'chura, it's going to be fine. Yet, nevertheless, uba maisa lifnei Rebbe, v'lo amar ba loy heter v'lo yisir. Rebbe didn't say it's straight up mutter. He didn't say that it's straight up mutter. Yisir loy amar ba. He didn't say that's going to be asir. Da kaima mechitzis. Because it's not going into Rosh Hasharabim, it's going into the Ashba, that's Mechitzas, and the Yam, that has Mechitzas. Heter lo yamarba, but he didn't say Heter, Chayshinan, Shematinatel Ashba, because we have to be choshesh that the Ashba is going to be removed. Ashba was a pile of garbage that served as a Mechitza. In the Ahod V'Hadar, they have an example of an Ashba on Ayin, that you had this pile of garbage that serves as a mechitza. And similarly, v'yala hayam sirton. And also, we're afraid that the yam is ultimately going to break down the wall of the bank, and therefore it can't be considered an absolute rishus. So from our Gemara we see that just like we're choshesh that the rishus are going to change in one area, we're also going to be choshesh that the rishus is going to change for another area as well. Gishmak. Okay. So now the Gemara says, really, are you choshesh that the ashpa is going to be removed? Says the Gemara, umichashin shematinata ashpa vatnat ashpa b'rishus harabim. If you have an ashpa that's in rishus harabim, gevoya yutvachim, if it's 10 tvachim high, chalon shal gaba zarkin lo b'shabbos, you're allowed to throw garbage onto ashpa. Why? Because it's a separate rishus. So what do we see? Alma shani bein ashpa de rabim lo ashpa de yachid. So we see that ashpa de rabim, you are not choshesh, it's going to be removed. But an ashpa de yachid, you are. So hachanami, back to what we had learned above, shani bein rachva de rabim lo rachva de yachid. There's a difference between rachva de rabim versus rachva de yachid. Rachva de yachid, even though if the mavli empties into rachva de yachid, and that the end of the Rachva de Yachid, there's a wall, and you need to turn to go out to the Rishus HaRabim, and it doesn't go straight out to the Rishus HaRabim. Based on everything we learned, the halacha is that it is going to be mutter to carry there. Nevertheless, if it's a Rachva de Yachid, we're afraid that he's going to close one side. Once we're afraid that he's going to close one side, so then that would be what we had said. Seven lines from the top, Avokala Letzide Rechava, that is going to be Aser. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon Mai. What did the Rabbanon say to Rebbe? In other words, Rebbe was the one who said that the halach is you have to be choshesh, that the landscape is going to change, and that the ashpa is going to be removed. What did the Rabbanon say to that psak? Amar Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi, Tana v'chachamim oisrin. The chachamim were also oser. Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'divrei chachamim. And the Rav Nachman quoted that halacha is like the chacham. Igadami, the some say, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi, Tana v'chacham matirin. Amar Rav Nachman, ain halacha k'divrei chachamim. There are some who said that the chacham were mekel, but either way, the psak, which follows Rav Nachman, is that we paskin against the heter, and either Rav Nachman paskin against the chachamim, who were matir, or it passed like the chachamim, who were oser. The Gemara has a similar type of case with the Amora Mereimar. Mereimar pasuk lalasura. Mereimar was next to the yam that was near sura, buuzli, that it had a yam of mechitzos made of uzli, that was made out of net. It was made out of fish net. And he didn't want to be choshesh. He didn't want to rely on that fish net as a machitza. Amar, why? He said, Chashinan shema yala hayam sirton. We're afraid that the yam is going to go up and is going to bring down that fish net. And so we see again that we're choshesh, that the mechitzos are going to change. Now the Gemara brings another case that happened in Surah, but here we go back to the halachas of Mavui. Ahu Mavui, about 10 lines from the bottom in the Gemara, Ahu Mavui Akum. There was a Mavui that was Akum. So we have to remind ourselves, what did we say in regards to Mavui Akum? So on Mavui Akum, we had a machlokis between Rav and others, what is the din? That was on Vav Amid Aleph. We had a machlokis on Vav Amid Aleph between Rav and others about the din of Mavui Akum. So on that Gemara, on that Vav Amid Aleph, we had that Rav said that if you have a Mavui Akum, it's a din of Mefulush, and Shmuel said the halacha is that it is Sasa. So we have to remember that Gemara as we go on. Now, who Mavui Akum to have a Besura? Koruch Budya. So what they did was, instead of creating a Tzuras HaPesach, which according to Rav, you need to do because it has a din of a Mavui Mefulosh, they put a roll of cloth. If you take a look, if you want to see that in the pictures, so actually the Hod Vahadar, let's see, on this page they don't have it. The Hod Vahadar does not have it. Art Scroll does on page Ches, on Ches Amid Aleph number 3. So they put something there that would possibly take the place of the necessary Tzuras HaPesach. The question is, that did that work? Osvei Bei Bekomim, so they put it in the corner. Amar Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda says it doesn't work. Hai lo ki Rav lo ki Shmuel. It doesn't work neither according to Rav. Live Rav, Damar Taroso ki Mefulush. According to Rav, that says as a din of Mefulush, so then in such a case, Tzuras HaPesach boy. So then in such a case, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So you didn't have a Tzuras HaPesach over here. L'Shmuel Damar Taroso Kisasim. According to Shmuel, that on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, that says that's considered as if it's closed. Hani mili lechem alya. You need to put a good lechi. It's not enough to put simply some cloth. Aval hai kiman denasha bazeka. Here, if a wind comes, v'shadi lehi, could blow it away. Lo klomu. So it's not considered nothing, anything. The Gemara then concludes, but according to Shmuel, you do have some type of etza. For Shmuel, the Eitzah would be as follows. For Shmuel, the Eitzah would be V'inoatz Ba Beisichsa. If you put a nail into it, V'chibre Chavre, and you put it against the wall, then that would be enough, according to Shmuel. The Gemara now continues. Gufa, 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yirmiya Barabba Marav, Mavui Shenifritz B'milua L'chatzer. If you have a Mavui that is open entirely to a chatzer, v'nifritza chatzer kenegdo, and the chatzer is entirely open to Rishus HaRabim. So we learned, according to Rav, chatzer muteres umavui asur, that we already learned and we discussed in detail, the chatzer is muter, but the mavui is asur. Amalei Rav bar Ula Rav Bibi bar Rebbe lo mishnasenu izu? Wait a second. Do I need to teach me this halacha that Rav found shaina that the mavui is aser? We learned a similar halacha. Chatzer ktana. If you have a small chatzer, shenifritza legdola, that opens up into a large chatzer. Gdola muteres, the big one is going to be muter, because the ktana is considered batal to the chatzer, and therefore there's no need to make an eriv between the katan and the gadol, vis-a-vis the gadol, because the ktana is like an antechamber to the gadol. But uktana asura mipnei shu kupischa shel gadola. But the ktana is asur because the pischa of the gadol. So too over here, the halacha should be that we learned that one is going to be asur. Let's take a look at Rashi. Chotzer ktana shenifritza b'mlua l'gdol gdol muteres v'lo asri b'nei ktana ilave v'gabi gdola pesachu d'shir le shir mikan u'mikan v'avik shtei chatzeros. So that one's going to be muter. So the question is, according to Rav, now that we saw that the halacha is that the chotzer is going to be aser if it's opened up to another one, so too over here, the halacha should be obvious that it should be considered, aser. So that's what the Gemara's kash is. Amalei, so the Gemara says, no, ime hasam, that's not a kasha. If it's from there, havamina hani mili heched lo kol darse be rabin. I would have thought that the halacha is that it's mutter to be metaltal be gedola. That's only by a chatzer shenifritza, only mitzad echad. In other words, this halacha that you're allowed to be metaltal in the chatzer, over, we can't necessarily infer that halacha from the halacha of chatzer ketana shenifritza ligdola. Because there it wasn't darsa b'rabim. There you didn't have a mavui going into the chatzer. Av lehecha deka darsa b'rabim. But if you have the mavui going to the chatzer, em afilu chatzer nami. So this halacha that we learned, that the chatzer is aser, that is a chiddush. That even though we learned in the Mishnah that chatzer ketana shenifritza l'gdola, that the ketana is aser to be, that the ketana is going to be asr to be metaltal, but the gedola is mutter, so I would have known the halacha also as well, that the chatzar in this case should also be mutter. Kamash malan, the halacha is that no, here, when it comes to the mavui, since by the mavui it's going into a chatzar, I might have thought that that chatzar should still be asr because of darsi beirabim. Says the Gemara, Vanami Tanina, but we also learned that. Chatzar sharam nichnas la, bezu vizu yotzin la, bezu rishus haram latuma, rishus hayachad l'shabbos. We also learned that it's considered, even if there's a rishus harabim that goes through, that's considered a rishus hayachad for Shabbos as long as it's a chatzar. So the Gemara is asking that we know that even if there's a rabbin going through, it's considered Rosh Hashayachid. So what is the chiddush over here that the chatzer, in the case of the mavli going into the chatzer, that the chatzer is mutter? Says Gemara, Imei ha'asam hava mina hani mili zeh shelo keneged zeh. I would have thought that's only in a case of where you have an opening that's not directly bimilua, opening into the other. But if you have a case of where one chatzar, or in this case a mavui, is opening up into the other, so then in such a case, I would have thought that that's even a rabin bokimba that would be aser. And the case that we had said that as a din rishus hayachid is only when it's not bimilua, it's not going all the way through. So kamash malan, the chiddush is that even in that case, the chatzar is going to be mutter. Says the Gemara in the top of Chesam Bezul, Rabba Dom is that Keneged Zeh Asur, and according to Rabba, who learned on Amar Alf, that the Pirtza of the Mavui going into a Chatzar, and they have a Pirtza of the Chatzar into Rishus Rabbim, Zeh Keneged Zeh Asur, Hada Rabba Mai Mokila. So what would the case of Rabbi? Zeh Shalok Keneged Zeh. So Tarti Lamali. So then we've already learned that Halacha. So why do we need the Mishnah? The case of where we said that's considered a Rishus HaYachid, when you have Chatzar Sharab Nichnasim Ba, answers the Gemara, Ime Hasam, Hani Milu Lizrok. I would have thought that it's considered Rishus HaYachid only for Zrika. Aval Taltal Eim Aloy, but maybe when it comes to Dindar Rabbana being Metaltal, it's not considered Rishus HaYachid. Kamash Malan, so that's why we need the Chiddush of Rav to tell us that you're able to be Metaltal in this Chatzar, and they didn't make a Gezerah. This concludes the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel, and now we begin a new set of halachos in regards to the mavui that's a centipede. So if you want to take a look in the Hod V'Hodr pictures, you have it, the case of the centipede in pictures 82, Ayin Dalid, Ayin Hey, and Ayin Vav. We also have it in the top corner in the Tosos on the regular daf. And there you have a mavui that empties into many different chatzeros. So the shaila is, how do you make a lechi and kora in such an instance? Five lines from the top. Itmar, mavui also kenedel. If you have a mavui that opens up to other things like a centipede. Amar Abaye, oiset suris ha-pesach legadol. You make one suris ha-pesach for the gadol. V'hanach kula mishri b'lechi v'kora. So you make a Tzuris HaPesach at the end of the Gadol. You see this very clearly in the Hod V'Hadar on Ayin Vav, in diagram Ayin Vav. You make it at the entrance, and then at the edge of all the other chatzeros, you make a lechi or a kora. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Kiman Kishmuel, that this is going according to the Shita of Shmuel. The Omer Tairasa Kisasam, who says that we view that a Mavui that is Akum is going to be considered Sasam. Says the Gemara, Lama Le Tzuras HaPesach. But if that would be so, then why do you need a Tzuras HaPesach? If it's a Mavui Akum, so we learned that according to Shmuel, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Wait a second. You're saying you're following following Shita Shmuel. Two questions. Number one, if you're following Shmuel, you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach because it's considered Sasum. Number two is that in Narda there were Machmer for the Shita of Rav. El Amar Rava, but rather says Rava, no, a different pshat. Oysa Tzuris HaPesach L'kulu. You make a Tzuris HaPesach for all of them. La Hai Gisa, Idach Gisa Mishru Belechi Vikore. You make a Tzuris HaPesach on every single one of the Chatzeros. Likulu. Likulu means to all of the Chatzeros that are opening to the Mavui. And you put a Lechi and a Korah on the other side. So this would be like the Sheet of Rav, that you need a Tzuris HaPesach, but you actually put a Tzuris HaPesach on the entrance to every chatzer. That diagram could be seen in Ayin Zayin in the Hod V'Hadar. Again, Art Scroll also has those diagrams as well. So that is how you're going to be matir. Period. We now begin a new Gemara, coming back to the halachas of Mavui Sasum, and we're talking about now a regular Mavui Sasum and how you close it up. The subsequent Gemaras are going to get a little bit easier. Amar Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Minyumi, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Malchio, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbe de Rav. There are two different traditions of who this Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, Rav Kahana was, and some say he was Rav Kahana, who was the Rebbe of Rav, and some say Rav Kahana bar Malchia was Rav Kahana Rabbe de Rav, that Rav Kahana Malchia himself was Rav Kahana, which was the Rebbe of Rav. Either way, Mavui Shetzidoi Echad Aruch. If you have a Mavui, that one side of it is large, wide. Vitzida Echad Kotzer, and the other one is small. What does it mean, small or short? So here what we have is if you take a look at diagram Ayin Ches, you have a Mavui, which one side goes on longer than the others. Finally, this is something I could actually show with my hands. Take a look at Ayin Ches, but here this is something that we could visualize even with our hands. My hands are a Mavui, and one of them, let's say the left side, is longer than the right side. So now we have a problem. Where do you put the lechi or the korah, and how do you put the lechi or the korah? So here we're going to have different shitas. Says the Gemara, pachos me arba amos. If the difference between the length of one and the other, one is longer than the other, but not more than 4 amos, meniach hazakara belachson. Then you could simply put the korah to be matir. You put the korah on an angle, and that will be enough. That's going to be acceptable. Arba amis, but if it's 4 amis, the distance between one and the other is longer than 4 amis. Eina meneches hakorah ela keneged hakotzer. So then, in such a case, you don't put it on an angle. You put it along the shorter area. So therefore, again with my hands. So the left side is longer, the right side is shorter. So you would just put the korah here, across over here. And even though one is going to be longer, you'll just have the korah like that. That could be seen in diagram number Ayin Tes. So that would be the suggestion. Once, extension? What's that?
No, area?
No, you'd only be able to carry up until the korah. You would only be able to carry up until the korah, and the Gemara is about to explain why. What are the svaras? Says the Gemara. This was the shita of Rav Kahana. Rava Amar echad zeh v'echad zeh eina meniach hasakorah ela keneged hakotzer. He says no. You can never carry on the longer side. You always have to put the korah on the shorter side, even if it's less than 4 amis. Says Rava, I'll give you both svaras. Ve'ema taima didi, ve'ema taima didu. I'll tell you Rav Kahana's svara, and I'll tell you my svara. Ema taima didi, I'll tell you my svara, why it is that I always hold that the halacha is that you can't put the korah beyond where both walls reach. That the idea of a korah is that it reminds you not to go further. And if you put it on a lachson, it's not going to be considered a heker. So the point is that automatically the alachson it's not easy to see. And the reason for that is because if you're on one side, if you're on the longer side, you won't see the Korah at the same place as the shorter side. So it doesn't serve as a good hecker. Ve'ema time to do, but what's the svara of Rav Kahana who says that you are allowed to put it on a diagonal? Korah mishum mai, mishum mechitza. Korah is not a hecker. Korah is a mechitza. In other words, you draw a mechitza similar to the idea of pi tikra yored visosem, that you draw down from the korah, and then it's considered as if you made a mechitza. By the way, that would be also why it only works if it's up until four amos. If it's further than four amos, so then in such a case, then that won't be a natural mechitza. And since it won't be a natural mechitza, so then in such a case, it won't work. So, but coming back, the shita of Kahana is that it's a mechitza. So even though it doesn't serve as a heker, it could be considered a mechitza if one is within four amos of the other. Once it's already more than four amos, so then that is no longer a normal mechitza. Says the Gemara, Ubalachson. Amar Rav Kahana, excuse me, Amar Rav Kahana, ho v'shmaitze de kahanihi, since now you're quoting Kahanas, this should have been Rav Yoel's daf. Since you're quoting Kahanas, I ema be milsa, so then I'm going to also say my own piece. Says Rav Kahana, I'm going to say, you quoted the other Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana bar Malchi, Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, I'm going to say my own shmaita. Da'amrit miniach ha-korah ba'alachson, when you said that you could put the korah down on a angle because it's considered a mechitza, lo amaron ela she'ein ba'alachsona yoser me'eser. That's only if the distance is not more than 10 amos. Aval yesh ba'alachsona yoser me'eser, but once it's more than 10 amos, divrei ha'kol ena miniach ela k'neged ha-kotzer. Then in such a case, then it's not going to work, again, because it's not going to qualify as appropriate mechitza. Gemara continues, in Ugemara, we end with some very geshmak gemaras. Iboilu, maulish tamish tachas hakora. What's the halacha about carrying under the korah? So we have a korah, of course, that's matir amavui. So you have this beam going across. Are you allowed to carry under the korah? Rav, Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Yechon, Amru, Mutal, Shtamish, Tachas, HaKorah. They hold the halacha is that you're allowed to carry underneath. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Amru, Asa, Shtamish, Tachas, HaKorah. They hold you're not allowed to carry. What's that machlokis? So Gemara suggests the Geshmaka Hezber. Lema, Ba'aka, Miflugi. We could suggest that this is the machlokis. Demar, Savar, Korah, Mishum, Heker. One man, the Amr, holds that the Korah is a Heker. Umar Savar Korah Mishum Mechitza. And the other man, the Amr, holds that the Korah is due to a Mechitza. So if we're going to say that the Halacha is that it's a Heker, so then there's no reason to say that you shouldn't be able to be metaltal underneath. You have the Heker, you're right under the Heker. You should be able to be metaltal. But if you hold it's a Mechitza, so the Mechitza begins with the beginning of the Korah, and therefore you can't carry underneath. The Gemara says, no, that's not so mukhrach. Lo, says the Gemara. Dekulei alma korah mishum heker. Everybody holds that the korah is for a heker. V'hacha b'hacha mifli. But rather, machlokis over here is, demar savar hekera milagav, umar savar hekera milavar. Is it a heker from the inside of the mavui, or even from the outside of the mavui? Maybe the heker is only the part that is closest to the inside of the mavui, but the outside would not be a heker, and therefore underneath you can't carry. Or else you could say that everybody agrees the heker is due to mechitza. If heker is due to mechitza, then how could it be that you could carry underneath? But there's the machlokas. Demar savar chudai hapnimi yor v'salsem. One says that you draw down the mechitza from the inner part of the kura. And the other man, the Amr, says you draw down from the outside of the kura. Period. Okay, so Gemara had attempted to suggest that whether you could carry underneath the kura is going to be taller, whether it's heker mechitza, and the Gemara rejects that. Two lines into the widen. Amar of Chizda hakol moidim ebein lechayayim sha'asr. Even though it's an open-ended shayla about whether you're allowed to carry under the kora, between the lechi, then that's going to be asr. By the way, Rashi is bothered. Why does the Gemara say bein lechayayim in the plural? How many lechis do you need to make? You only need to make one lechi. So why does it say lechayayim? So Rashi explains that we're talking about in general. We're talking about mva'os in general. But of course, for those of you who remember that by you only need one lechi, that's correct. You only need one lechi, and don't be thrown off from this Gemara. But the Gemara is talking about mva'os in plural, so it says lechayayim in plural. But really, you only need one lechi, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to carry in that space of the lechi. So the kora, we had a machlokas whether you're allowed to carry underneath. But the lechi, that area of the lechi, that you're not going to be able to carry inside. That is the drawing you could see on Pei Aleph in the Hod V'Hodr. What is the reason why it's Asur? So Taisa says beautifully. Rashi doesn't explain. But Taisa in Dibra Amaskal Kol Moidim explains beautifully. Says Taisa, Taima Mishum De Lechi Havi Afilu Mashahu. The halacha in general is that a lechi could be made even from the thinnest amount, the thinnest board of wood could be used. Vasa fuke, then you're going to carry out. But here says tells us a very important yisod. Aval bekora derachva tefach, the kora that's a tefach wide, lekala mechash. Then you don't have to worry. Then you could be mefalpel since it has a significant amount. So then, in such a case, a significant size, then in such a case you could be mefalpa whether you could carry underneath it. But a lechi, that could be made out of a kolshu, so then there's no room to discuss. And even if the lechi is wider, halachically, it could be even the smallest amount, so the lechi itself doesn't have a chashivus in anything but a kolshu. The Gemara continues four lines to the bottom. Baimine rami bar chama mir Rav Chizda, not shtei yisedos b'shnei koslam mavui mi bechutz. What's the halacha if you put the korah not on top of the walls of the mavui, but rather you put out pegs and you put the korah on the pegs? So the korah is not sitting on top of the wall of the mavui, it's sitting on the outside of the mavui. Here the Hod V'Hodr has the Masifta has a very nice diagram and pei beis. So you have the korah that's sitting on the outside, so then in such a case, is that acceptable? Amalei ledivrei hamatir osur, ledivrei ha'oiser mutter. He says that is going to be another gishmak and afgamina of the din of tachas ha'korah, whether you're allowed to carry tachas ha'korah. Take a look at the holy Rashi, four lines on the bottom. Ledivrei ha'oiser lishtamish tachas ha'korah b'chol muvos, according to those who say that you're not allowed to carry under the Korah normal vos, the time mishum pchuda pnim yord visosim, because you say that the Korah goes from its inside matir. So here it'll work, because the Korah on its inside is flush against the flesh of the mavui. It's flush against the flesh of the mavui. So then in such a case, it's going to be mutter, continues Rashi. Matir kan lishtamish mavui hazeh, agav hakora. Shein al gabay mavui, dikim dechudu apnim yisosim, nimses stimas hakora, dvuka l'ksalim. So it's flush against the wall. But l'divrei ha-matir, but the mandamer who says that you're allowed to carry under the korah itself, lishtamish tachas hakora, continues Rashi, two lines from the bottom, al mochitzin yord visosim. So then the outer one is yord visosim. So then, oser kol ha-mavui hazeh, then the problem is that the korah is not on the mavui itself. It's further away from the mavui. So then in such a case, it's going to be oser. So that's what Rav Chizda had said. L'divrei amater, also divrei oser mutter, gishmak. Rava amar, l'divrei oser nami oser. Rava says, no, even if it's flush against the flesh of the mavui, it's going to be oser. Why? But inan kaira agabai mavui is another din. The kaira has to be on top of the mavui. If it's not on top of the mavui, so then in such a case, it's not going to be acceptable. This B'siyata D'Shmaya was Daf Ches, not an easy Daf, but B'siyata D'Shmaya, we went through it. And Emir Tzashem, the next Daf continues on challenging these Shitas that we just saw.